English Across the Pond.
Hello. 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 Dear English language learner, and thank you for joining us here at English Across the Pond. You're tuned to a weekly English language podcast brought to you by two teachers. One of the teachers is from Britain, from the United Kingdom, from England. And if you're good at accents, you will have noticed that that's me. My name's Dan. Hi.
And I bet you can't guess where I'm from. Or can you? My name's Jennifer, and I'm from the United States, America.
Woohoo! We had an email today saying, oh, it's really great that somebody said, the name was Aad, I think, A-A-D, Aad. I don't know where that name, you know, what nationality that is. But they were saying, oh, it's great that you're British and American because I don't know which one is the most important in my future. So it's great that I can listen to both. Thank you. Which is very nice to receive. Thank you very much. I'm guessing it's Aad. Anyway, every week, Jennifer, my American friend, and I get together and have a natural conversation about a relevant topic. Maybe relevant because it's something like modern and new and 21st century, or just something that you might end up talking about if you want to study abroad, take an exam, work in an English-speaking company, and of course, you know, IELTS and things like that. So we hope that all of our topics are relevant to you in one way or in another. Then it might not be like, I mean, today's episode, for example, is fruit. And of course, you're not going to talk about fruit every day. I don't talk about fruit every day. I talk about cake every day. But sooner or later, you're going to have a chat about fruit. And we hope that this conversation today will make you feel more confident about that. And if you'd like more, you can become a member. EnglishAcrossThePond.com/gold. EnglishAcrossThePond.com/GOLD. Gold, gold. Have a look. I'll say more about that at the end of this episode. More about what you can get if you want Jennifer and I to be your teachers and help you personally. But right now, my American friend is waiting in America and I just can't wait any longer. Jennifer, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. So good.
Is your life a bowl of cherries?
My life is a bowl of cherries.
We're talking about fruit.
I was trying to emphasize the pronunciation of life is a bowl of cherries.
Life is a bowl of cherries. What's your favorite fruit? Yeah, then? Come on, dish the fruit dirt. It doesn't sound right, does it? Dish the dirt when you're talking about fruit.
No, because if you don't properly wash your fruit, you'll actually eat the dirt that comes on it.
I'll tell you what else is wrong. Spill the beans. That doesn't work either, does it? Beans aren't a fruit.
Beans aren't a fruit.
Spill the strawberries.
They're a legume.
Yeah, legumes.
Yeah. Spill the legumes.
Spill the legumes.
My favorite
yeah.
fruit of all time.
Can I guess?
Is...
Can I guess? Yeah. Orange.
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
I love
citrus. I'm more of a tangerine or a tangelo kind of gal than an orange. Love them. They're at the top. Not a favorite.
Can't believe you did that.
I am. It's a very close tie, but there's just one fruit.
Ah, papaya.
That is just... It's the apple of my eye, but it's not an apple.
Papaya. Mango.
No.
I give up.
I thought you knew me.
I surrender.
Avocado.
Is that a fruit?
Yes, an avocado is a fruit.
Oh, right. Well, in that case, my favorite fruit is pizza. I'm joking. Avocado, I'm Googling it, is a fruit. Weird fruit.
According to a really quick Google search, it says, like, it's a berry. You know when you Google, it's a berry, avocado.
Yeah.
The avocado is actually a berry. And what I was gonna say
yeah.
was berries are my favorite fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Blueberries,
Oh,
raspberries.
I have
So it
blueberries today.
only, yeah, it only makes sense that avocado as a berry is the top of the list. Or is it easy to get berries and blueberries and raspberries and blackberries in the UK in your neck of the woods?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Strawberries, blackberries, and
Strawberries.
yeah, sorry, I threw strawberries in there just
Yeah.
on the
On a whim.
lowdown. Yeah. Strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, and some other berries grow in the wild. There's some great places around here where you can just go and fill your basket full of blackberries. Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah, and come home and make yourself blackberry conserve, blackberry jam.
A blackberry strudel.
Yeah, or blackberry strudel, indeed. Yeah, so yeah, those, I don't know what those kind of berries grow here, but avocados don't grow here. They grow in the south of France, more like the Mediterranean in a warmer climate. But yeah, they're easy to get.
California has amazing avocados, my friends. California.
Gorgeous. Well, when we meet, I'll fill my basket full of blackberries and you fill your basket full of avocados and we'll swap.
Perfect.
But of course,
Love it.
everything's easy to get because of air miles. So I had some blueberries today. I actually felt a bit guilty eating my blueberries because I thought, these are from miles and miles away. Not
Oh,
good.
you're such a good guy.
Yeah, but I love blueberries though.
It's really hard when we go to Brazil to get like blueberries and raspberries and things. Like the berries just are so expensive there.
Oh, yeah.
So expensive. They're so expensive, and then same thing, they probably have to travel
Yeah.
a lot to get there. But
Well, now that the summer's done, the price of blueberries is going up like 10 cents every week, kind of thing, you know?
I
10p.
have to, wow, that's a lot. I have to ration out the amount of blueberries that my child eats.
Oh, wow. Does he get hyper?
He could just eat them all the time, all day, every day. And so he like sometimes will permanently have like blue fingertips from like
Wow.
eating, because we freeze them a lot, or we'll get frozen blueberries a
Oh,
lot for
good.
him to eat in his oatmeal, or he just
Ah.
loves to munch on frozen blueberries.
And
And
how
so he'll like.
are, can I, because I don't know, have we bought maybe, I think I've bought frozen blueberries, but I've only just then chucked them into the blender to make a kind of smoothie or something. What are they like when they're sort of like all dried out and, you know what I mean? Melted. Are they nice? Still okay?
I don't typically eat them.
Oh,
My
yeah.
son does though. So we get them mostly for my son. But they're not really, they don't get dried out ish. Like they taste kind of normal.
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
necessarily like them. I use them in my smoothies too. I don't like frozen blueberries, really. I like them fresh. I like them
Yeah.
fresh.
Does he eat them like little ice creams, like frozen?
He will just pop frozen blueberries in his mouth. He'll eat
Yeah,
them.
sure. I used to
I
eat
can put them in a
frozen.
cup. He'll eat them in it.
I
You
used
used to
to
eat
eat
frozen
frozen.
what?
Sorry. I used to eat frozen strawberries like that as a kid.
Ah.
Quite nice.
Yeah, he loves frozen peas as well, but that's a different episode, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe we could do a vegetable episode sometime.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, if let's say me and all of our listeners came to your house once a week for a year, what fruit would kind of, you know, like your staple fruits that are always, and where are they? Have you got a bowl? And where is that? But, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Because they do say if you keep your fruit in a cupboard, you're never going to eat it. But if you put it on a bowl on the table, then you know, and all that sort of thing.
Interesting. So we actually have this cupboard above our sink, like one of those areas, and it was one of those cupboards that has a glass on the door.
Yeah.
But when we moved in, the glass was gone, and the owner was like, "Oh, it broke ages ago, and we never replaced it, and we're not going to replace it." So then it was like, "What do we put in this basically this open cupboard, because I don't want to put our cups there because like dust is going to collect and things like that." So after trial and error and many moves, I have a one big bowl, a medium bowl, and a small bowl on the lower shelf that holds all of our fruit. Above that shelf is our vitamins, our tea, our apple cider vinegar, and our supplements. And then above that is all of our water cups that we just take out constantly, like our refillable water bottles and things like that.
Sounds like a nice little section.
Oh, it's a great section. So in those bowls, and then we also keep fruit in our fridge as well. Staple
Not
all the
bananas, though.
time.
Yeah, sorry, go
Why
on.
not?
Well, you can't keep bananas in the fridge, can you?
Why not?
They go black, don't they? Don't say they
Well, no,
don't
you
go
put
black.
them in the fridge so they don't go black.
Oh. I didn't think you could put bananas
Like,
in the fridge.
so we are in our cupboard, we have our tangerines,
Yeah.
our avocados, and our bananas all the time because my son also likes
Good.
what we call banana popsicles that are actually just bananas cut in half, stuck on a skewer stick, and frozen.
Oh,
It's his
yeah,
favorite thing.
nice.
He has it at least times a day. Frozen pop banana popsicles.
Cool.
I feel like a genius parent. Like I just, if I've excelled as a parent, it's in that area that my child loves popsicles that are just frozen bananas.
Cool.
Anyways,
Yeah.
you will always find those in our fridge, freezer. You'll always find frozen blueberries. In the fridge, you will most likely always find something else, but not always the same. It might be blueberries or strawberries or raspberries or apples or pineapple.
Yeah, the
Cantaloupe was a favorite for a long time. I think we switch out what's in the refrigerator.
yeah, sure, got you. Plus one other kind of thing. You mentioned above the sink there's like big bowl, medium bowl, and small bowl. Is that for Daddy Bear, Mummy Bear, and Baby Bear?
No.
Yeah.
That way, I would be impressed if a listener listening to this episode understood what you just said, because I had to take a moment to say,
Cultural.
to think, what did he just say? Mama Bear, Daddy Bear, Mama Bear, and Baby Bear is what you said, right? Yeah. No, it is for whatever fits. So, like, we get a big bag of tangerines. So, usually the tangerine will fill that big bowl. Avocados, I typically buy them like 6 to 9 at a time. I know. They're delicious. They're expensive, but you know, it's a good fat. They're
Oh
delicious.
no,
They're
they're
filling.
amazing.
They're
How
amazing.
much is, if you sort of broke it down, could do you know roughly ballpark figure how much is an avocado? Because they grow there,
So
it must be cheap.
they. Oof, I wish. It really, 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 really depends.
Yeah.
So I used to like, oh, avocados are too expensive. They're $1.50 an avocado, which they can be $1.50 an
That's a lot.
avocado. That's a lot. At a local store, like a great special is 2 for 1. Yes, I would load up.
Oh, yeah. You're not
Typically,
kidding.
they'd be like 88 cents was like
Oh.
a common sale, 88 cents per avocado. But so what I ended up doing was saying, you know what, rather than like sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't, I need avocados in my life. My son needs it.
We all
Again,
do.
they're very
We all
healthy.
do.
They're
Yeah.
so healthy. So I now just think it's going to even itself out. I get a bat, a little like at Costco, it's like a bulk shopping store. So I buy them in bulk of 6 in a package in like a little bag. For six, it's 6 for $6.99.
Yeah, sure. Around the same price, actually. I just wondered.
Yeah. So I forgot where we were going with that. But anyways, yeah.
Cool. Do you ever do anything? I mean, I realize that we don't like avocado. It's an avocado. It's perfect on its own. But do you ever put fruit into a pie or cook them? Or oh, well, you make your banana popsicles, of course.
Banana popsicles, love fresh or frozen fruit in smoothies.
Yeah. Do you bake
I
with
will
fruit?
put, I'm not a baker.
No.
Not a baker, Dan. Not a
Me
baker. I
neither.
want to be.
I've done bread before.
I've done stuff, you know, I've done stuff. Thanksgiving, maybe sometimes I'll do a little baking.
It's
I
nice
didn't
baking,
last
isn't
year.
it?
Or this year. It is nice. I just, cooking, baking, all of that is just not my forte. It's not something I'm naturally good at. So I don't typically go for it. Strawberries and salads, tangerines and salads, delicious. Blueberries and salads, delicious.
Wow. Blowing my
Yeah.
mind.
So I know. So there's that. I will put them in cereal or in oatmeals. Those are really delicious.
Yeah. If you'll allow me, I'm going to put two words together that I don't think you'll like being next to each other. You ready? canned fruit. I knew it.
That was me gagging.
I heard that. Of course, we would say tinned fruit in the UK. Tins and cans, a tin of pop and a can of pop. Carry on, sorry.
Oh, yeah. A can of, we use cans. We don't say tins.
Yeah.
Can of Coke, a can of pineapple. I just imagine this picture I saw of someone who shared in like a plant-based eating group, like a Facebook group I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody shared a picture of an open can of canned pineapple.
Rings.
The pineapples. Pineapple rings.
Yeah.
What colors are pineapples, Dan?
On the inside or on the outside?
Yeah.
Yellow.
What color? You open up that can and what do you see? You see a yellow, beautiful, delicious pineapple. Not this can.
Oh.
This can had black pineapples.
Oh.
They were black.
Maybe for
goths. I could never, ever open a canned piece of fruit like that again. I'm scarred for life. Me personally.
I tell you what is good when you have like, is it, I don't know, oh, it's called a fruit salad, isn't it? You can get a tin of fruit salad with like pear in it and cherries in it and orange in it, all in like a thick syrup.
Nope.
But we should say, any listeners out there who like
cans. Oh yeah, who like these things, who liked canned fruit, go for it.
Yeah.
If it's your cup of tea, it's go for it. It's just like saying, I can't remember what it is that you don't like.
Hard work.
Yeah, right. You're a hard worker. No, but it's, this is actually something
eggs,
that I
eggs.
Like.
I don't like eggs.
You don't like eggs. Well, I don't like eggs either. But my husband loves eggs.
Right, yeah.
And actually, I did like eggs once upon a time. But it's just like your favorite food is somebody else's worst. I love avocados. Yeah. I have a friend who cannot stand the texture of them.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Yeah, well.
Blows my mind. But it just, we all like different things. So for me personally, it's not what I choose.
Yeah, sure.
This is great because this is like our conversation. So then a listener listening, we encourage you, talk back to the episode with us and be like, Jennifer, you're crazy. I loved canned tangerines and the syrup. It's delicious.
Yeah. It's certainly a sugar rush.
Yeah. I'm more of a make your own fruit salad kind of gal.
You know what was popular when I was a kid was like you'd have like chips, you know, French fries and peas. Then you'd have... This is, bear with me. You'd have gammon, which is like thick bacon. Is there such a thing as that in America? Gammon.
I've never heard of gammon.
It's thick. It's thicker bacon. And then on top of the bacon, gammon, you'd have a pineapple ring.
Huh.
That was the height of luxury in 1847.
Gammon. Yeah. Ham, which has been cured or smoked like bacon.
Very, very, very salty.
The bottom piece of the side of a bacon including a hind leg.
Yeah, lovely.
Gammon.
Now, cool. Because we're going to run out of time, and I've got more fruit questions. Fruit juice. Talk to us. Do you buy it?
No, not typically. I like to make my own fruit juice. I have a juicer.
Yeah, yeah. But do you add water to it? Just juice?
Just juice.
Nice.
You know me. I'm all natural. I like it natural as can be.
Sounds good.
I also am really trying to go zero waste. It's so hard, but like I think to myself, okay, instead of buying the carton of juice, I can make my own juice at home.
True. Truth.
That's where my mind is trying to go these days.
So
for me personally.
In that case, and you know, I'm done after this, no further questions. Do you therefore try to pick fruit that is, what's the word, conducive, that aligns with the seasons? So in January you buy this and in the spring you buy this and in the autumn you buy that because it's better to go with that. Do you do that?
I plead the fifth.
Oh!
I should do that, Dan.
Caught you.
I should.
Yeah, but not
I buy whatever is at the grocery store that I feel like consuming at the time. When I'm sick, you better believe my refrigerator is stocked with ginger,
yeah,
carrots, and tons of oranges to make orange carrot ginger juice. Ginger is a root.
Nature's antibiotic. That's what I call it.
Is it a ginger? Is a vegetable?
No, I don't think so. Is it a root? Is it
a flowering plant? Oh, a crikey. Root. Okay, yeah. So, which is ginger? Which food group is ginger in? Yeah, I don't really know.
I don't know.
Close to turmeric. It is like a root. We actually have fresh ginger juiced almost all the time.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So we, like, when we say we, I really mean my husband. Thank you. Mm. He will, like, we'll get a big thing of it, and we juice it, and then we keep it in the fridge in, like, a little glass jar, and yeah. I add it to my waters. I'll add it to, like, I'll just add it so it's fresh. Yeah, I love that.
I've got turmeric like that in the ice cubes of turmeric.
Oh, my gosh, you're a genius.
Mm. Turmeric's amazing.
I'm going to do that.
Just stain your fingers.
Yeah, and what do you... Yeah, I know, in your clothes, and your cutting board. What do you use the turmeric ice cubes for?
Well, for example, if I juice an orange, I just pop a couple of ginger ice cubes in and I have orange and turmeric. Did I say ginger? Orange and turmeric juice.
You're a genius.
Gorgeous.
I'm stealing that. Thank you.
Write that down. Well, I'd like to talk to you more, but I'm going to put some bananas in the fridge and see if they go black or not.
Well, once they turn black, you pop them in the freezer, and then you make banana bread or banana muffins.
Yeah, sure. Banana bread's good, isn't it?
So good.
Mm. Dear Ponders, dear listeners, get in touch. Tell us what your favorite fruit is.
Yes, we want to hear about it. How do you use fruit in your daily life? Salads, soups. Ugh. Anyways.
Fruit soup.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye. Welcome back. This is The Language Focus, and we're talking about fruit. And fruit, when it comes to grammar, is a very interesting word. Why do you think? Have a think to yourself for a moment. Why would the word fruit be interesting for an English teacher? Any ideas? The answer is... Go on. See if you can guess. The answer is it can be both countable and uncountable. Yep, just when you thought English couldn't get more difficult, we have some words that are both or can be both countable and uncountable. Before we start the explanation, if you're ever in any doubt with these kinds of words that can be both countable and uncountable, go for uncountable. And that would mean, of course, that fruit is, not fruits are. Always, if you're not sure, go with uncountable. Because the fact that they're countable as well is like an exception. They're not normally countable. So all of these words, they're usually uncountable, as in no plural S, you know, kind of singular, like sugar. You know, we don't say sugar are, sugars are. We say sugar is, because sugar is uncountable. And it's the same with fruit. Some words, as I said, are exceptions to the rule. But if you're not sure, go with uncountable, because the fact that they are also countable is the exception. It's the strange thing. Normally these words are uncountable. So normally we think of fruit collectively, not specifically, not in a special way. And that's when we say fruit is good for you. Or you should eat 5 servings of fruit every day. Or would you like some fruit? Not would you like some fruits? That sounds strange. But we can have different kinds of fruit. You could say my favourite fruits are apples, bananas and oranges. But also specifically, if you think of sort of like different areas of the world. So in the UK, the fruits are, well, what grows here, it's quite cold in England, so we can't grow much fruit. But in England, the fruits are apples and strawberries. So the fruits in that area, and of course, then they become countable because we're thinking of sort of, as I said, apples and strawberries. And in sort of Southeast Asia, where it's a lot warmer, the fruits are papayas and mangoes and other more exotic fruits. So there are times when it's appropriate, when it's correct to make fruits countable, when we're thinking of the specific types. But 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100, fruit is uncountable. And it sounds kind of strange to a native speaker to make it countable. It's not wrong, but it does sound strange to make fruit countable. Another example is food. And food, of course, is normally uncountable. But you could say, when you think of separate groups of food, foods, which, again, it sounds wrong, but grammatically it is correct. So, a lot of exotic foods are grown in hotter countries. It's right, but we don't normally speak like this. We normally say food is, of course. My favourite foods are non-dairy foods. Again, there's nothing wrong with this sentence, so don't be confused if you see it's not necessarily immediately wrong, but we don't normally speak like this. And indeed, as I said, native speakers think, foods? It does sound kind of strange, but not wrong. One last one, and a strange one, is people. Now, people, of course, is the irregular plural noun of person. This is very confusing. You have one person, two people, just like one man, two men, one woman, two women. It's not actually uncountable. It's a plural. One person is, two people are. But we can also say peoples. And this, again, is when we're thinking of groups of people. So sort of like North American or African or, you know, like a group of people. The peoples of the world. And this means that group of people and that group of people and that group of people. So with all of these, fruits, foods and peoples, if you're ever unsure, uncountable. But don't be surprised. It's not wrong. I think it can be a shock for non-native speakers and you want to run to your grammar book or ask your teacher and say, what's this? This is must be wrong. It's not necessarily wrong. And you don't have to say it, but you might see it. My dear peoples, thank you for listening, peoples. Bye.